Hey, we are here at the 2018 CUNA Governmental Affairs Conference here in beautiful Washington, D.C.
That's right.
I'm here with Andrea Rusnak from PSCU.
Hi,
how
Mike.
Are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you very
excited
much for
to be here.
Yeah, you are my first interview.
Congratulations. I feel so incredibly honored, and I heard there's new technology here too.
There's
so
new technology.
I'm even more thrilled.
Yeah.
What a way to kick us off.
I've got lights and stuff. It's
I know.
Crazy.
It's lights, camera, action. Here we go. We're live.
Exactly.
From Washington, D.C., and we're excited to be here.
Indeed. Hey, let's talk about, let's cut to the chase here.
Absolutely.
You're going to talk about Global Women's Leadership Network, something you is near and dear to your heart.
It's very near and dear to my heart.
And it's really blossoming in this industry. So tell us, what's the latest going on there?
Absolutely. So most of you have probably heard a little bit about Global Women's Leadership Network.
Mm-hmm.
It's been growing. So since 2009, World Council of Credit Unions kicked it off.
Yep.
Started initially in the United States, has grown to the international market, which mm-hmm. is amazing, which is what we talked about last year when we were in Vienna.
We did.
But now we have over 44 sister societies across the U.S. and internationally with over 2,500 members, which
wow.
is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So last year they experienced a 45% increase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the word is getting out that this network is doing stuff and that we're trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the reasons that I personally wanted to join was I wanted to really grow my women's network. I have a lot of relationships through different organizations,
mm-hmm.
but I really wanted to know the women leaders that are making a difference
mm-hmm.
and the ones that are pushing that ceiling and not saying, I'm not a you know, male leader, I'm not at the table. They're saying, I am a female leader. How do I get at the table?
Right,
how do I
right.
get a seat? And how do we build that pipeline? So
mm-hmm.
I've been really excited to represent PSU in that initiative
right on.
And to get involved. And I sit on the council up in San Francisco, and we have a really dynamic group of women. We get about 60 women together every
mm-hmm,
quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You have different leaders come in, talk about gender balance, equality, using your emotional intelligence in the workplace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's been really beneficial. And it's just, the group keeps growing. And so when you see those pink ties this week or pink scarves, that means they're supporting the
okay.
women's initiative. So that's what it means.
I remember seeing that at the World Council conference. Yeah, everyone's wearing pink, which is a good thing.
And the great thing about it is those that are wearing it, it actually goes right back into the movement. So when you buy a shirt or when you buy a scarf or a tie,
mm-hmm.
you're actually giving money right back into the communities that we serve.
Right on.
So it's
right on.
Kind of a joint effort right there.
So how has it, I mean, obviously it's grown by leaps
right.
and bounds, and it continues to do so. How do you see it impacting the industry, or how has it impacted the industry? Have you seen some
that's
sort of concrete
question.
Results? Or?
So I can say there was a woman that was speaking this morning, Liz, that is the CEO at Extend in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young female leader, a very dynamic, very engaging woman. The last year I saw her at a women's event, she was on that path to be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's on that path.
Mm-hmm.
So she has said some of the contributions for her success are building the mentors within the network,
yeah.
reaching out across the aisle, and having those connections you might never have. I mean,
right.
I have a network now of female CEOs that I probably may not have had otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
We had our executive writing summit in Chicago last year. That really helped build that. We had those CEOs come out and say, how did you get started?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't just start as a teller and get to be CEO. What did you do to get on that path?
Mm-hmm.
And they gave some really logical advice,
mm-hmm.
but really down to earth on these are the steps you need to take, and this is what you need to do to build your network,
mm-hmm.
and also make sure that you're marketable when that opportunity comes up, that you're considered and at the table.
Yeah. Mentorships as well. I mean,
it's
gosh.
Huge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's huge.
Something highly recommend for all the future leaders in this industry, because that's phenomenal. I was at the Callahan's celebration last night for Chip Filson, he's retiring
yes,
and stuff.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times mentorship came up there, you know,
mm-hmm.
because how Chip is kind of how he's mentored so many people
right.
in the industry. And so you're talking about it as well from a
yes.
woman's perspective, which
Absolutely.
Is really cool.
And these women have had not just women mentors, but also fantastic men mentors
mm-hmm.
that have championed this cause along the way.
Yeah.
And I know even in my own career, I've had both men and women that have always been behind me and said, you know, you need to have a seat at the table. You need to do what you need
mm-hmm.
to do. And how do I get you there?
Yep.
And I think that's part of our network within our group
yep.
is to make sure that those people that are just starting out,
mm-hmm.
they know how to reach out and make those connections. They know how to do coaching
yeah.
and mentoring
yeah.
and really build that path for yeah. other folks that want to come along with us.
Indeed. Indeed. Last question for you. Can
Absolutely.
I get you off the hot seat here? What is the Global Women's Leadership Network doing here? You mentioned that there are some folks who will be wearing pink ties
right,
and pink
right.
this and that. What else are you guys doing here?
So the Global Women's Group is having their annual breakfast at GAC on the last day on Wednesday
oh.
at 7:15 a.m.
Oh,
so
right early.
It's usually sold out, but great content, usually great speakers.
Okay.
We have men and women come. Jim Nussel is actually a member. So I can say something
mm-hmm.
that's really neat that happened last year was Jim was our first male member
what?
Into the Global Women's Leader. And he kicked it off
awesome.
And then he challenged the rest of his male counterparts and said, join the network.
Yeah.
And so we've got folks like Stephen Stapp at Unitas, mm-hmm. is also
he's
a member.
A good dude. Yeah.
He sits on the World Council. So that'll be our real thing this week, is really at the end, towards the end of GAC, before Hike the Hill and everything starts.
Yeah.
Is let's talk about our mission and our passion and what we've succeeded for last mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. And then how do we grow the network this year? And one of the goals is to get more men involved
yeah.
and really to promote the awareness, but also the giving back, whether it's mentoring or coaching or just letting others know about us
exactly.
too. It's an awareness
exactly.
thing.
One last question. I lied. There's another question.
Go ahead.
Where can people find out more about Global Women's Leadership Network get involved?
Sure, absolutely. CUwomen.org is the best place to go.
Okay.
You can learn more about it. You can see sister societies across the U.S. You can see where meetings are that you'd like to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Also, other ambassadors are on there, so you can get information if you want to start a new chapter. You can get information from there, and you can also find out who are sister society leaders. Maybe you know one of them and
yeah.
you want somebody to invite you to a meeting.
Yeah.
Even myself, I'm happy to have you. So just reach out and we'll connect you.
Right on. Great way to end it.
Yeah.
Andrea, this
Thank
is
you
a
so
great way
me.
To kick off
I love it.
The GAC coverage.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Well done.